感谢我们教跟大家继续来分享最美的奉献。
We thank the Lord that this afternoon we shall continue on the topic, the most beautiful offering.
主曾经对我们说过
，The Lord once told us,
你们白白得来，也要白白的舍弃。
Freely you receive, freely give.
我们知道主是针对这个福音来讲的。
We know that Jesus Christ was referring specifically to the gospel.
其实我们今天很多都是白白得来的。
Today, many all of us have received freely.
只要是能够奉献在主耶稣身上。
And so long as we offer unto the Lord,
我们都不应该有任何条件。
We should not lay down any criteria.
就像当时的大卫。
Just as David.
他虽然一直有心想要为神来这个建造圣殿。
Although in his heart he determined to build Lord's temple.
但是神说他的手沾了流人血。
But because the Lord told him that by his hands he had shed too much blood.
他曾经经过很多征战。
For he had many battles in his past.
所以神不愿意他来建造这个圣殿。
And so God was not willing for him to build the Lord's temple.
把这任务就托付他的儿子所罗门了。
And this duty was passed down to his son Solomon.
满怀感恩的大卫。
But David, still full of grace and thanksgiving,
他把一切的希望都寄托在他的儿子所罗门身上。
He placed his entire hopes upon his son Solomon.
虽是如此
，and even so,
他也是竭尽他的心力。
He also cleansed himself.
预备了很多金啊、银啊、铜啊、木器。
And he has prepared many resources like gold, silver, and wood.
他对他儿子说
，and he told his son.
他预备的金器是将来建造神殿的时候做金器用的。
All the resources that he has gathered together, all the gold, silver, and wood, is to be used for the building of the temple.
银子乃为做银器而使用。
And the silver is to use to be made into the silverware.
铜、铁都一样。
Similarly for the bronze as well as the other metals.
木材更是。
And even more so for the wood.
他也吩咐了全国这些首领。
And he also commanded the leaders in the land.
这些首领们受他感动。
And all the rulers and the leaders were moved by him.
大家一起预备了很多很多的宝贵材料。
And under the guidance of David, they also prepared a lot of materials for the building of the temple.
然后就非常期待的对他儿子所罗门讲。
And he also said to Solomon with full of hope.
希望耶和华真神能够借着你的手来完成这件大功。
That he wants, he hopes that through the sons of his hands, God may allow this building of the temple.
然后就把所积蓄、所预备的一切的金银跟这些所有的材料分别为圣了。
And so he consecrated all the materials.
在奉献时候，他说了很多感恩的话。
And in the offering, he also made many.Words of thanksgiving.
他说：“我算什么？我的名又算什么
？”He said, "Who am I, and why am I before you?"
我们能够这样，我们能够如此的奉献。
For us to be able to offer so much today.
因为我们一切所有都是你赐给我们的。
Because all that we have comes from you.
我们把你赐给我们的拿出来奉献给你。
And we have only offered back a portion of what you have actually given to us.
大卫虽然为了建造圣殿。预备很多的金银财宝。
Although David has prepared many material for the building of the temple,
却是如此的谦虚啊。
But yet you see that he's very humble.
其实这也是事实。
And in fact, this is a reality, a truth.
我们今天能够有机会奉献到主的身上。
For us to be able to offer unto the Lord,
这是一种恩典。
It's a grace.
也是一种祝福。
And it's also a blessing.
就像昨天晚上我们后山老讲的。
Just as Elder Ho mentioned in his sermon last evening,
什么是最美的
？What is the most beautiful?
最美的选择就是主的选择。
And the most beautiful choice is the choice that is made unto the Lord.
我们能够按照主的选择来选择。
If we choose according to the will of the Lord,
那就是最美的选择。
Then that's the most beautiful choice.
没有比这个更美了。
There's nothing more beautiful than this.
那同样的，最美的奉献是什么
？Similarly, what's the most beautiful offering?
就是奉献在主身上的这些奉献。
It's the offering that is given unto the Lord.
就是将神赐给我们的这礼物再奉献出去。
And is giving out the presents that we have received from the Lord.
这是最美的奉献。
And that's the most beautiful offering.
就像个阿公爱他的孙子。
Just like a grandparent who loves the grandson.
啊，买了这个孙子最喜欢吃的这些零食。
And may just buy, the things that the grandchildren loves most.
哎，他想让这个孙子高兴一下。
For he wants the grandchildren to be happy.
他把这个这些零食拿给这个小孙子之后。
So when he bought food for the grandchildren.
常常啊，当长辈都跟这个这个孙子辈的开个玩笑。
And sometimes when grandparents give things to grandchildren, they may tease them a little.
会对这个孙子说。
And they may say to the grandchildren.
哎呀，那你分给你你一个东西给我好不好
？Can you give me some of what you have?
哎，啊，至少给一点点啦、啊。
Just give me a little bit.
啊，有的孙子很聪明。
And some grandchildren are very smart.
他知道这是阿公给他的。
Because they know that these are given to them by their grandparents.
哇，他很大方，哎，整个这个阿公给你吃。
So they offer everything to the grandparents.
哦，这阿公就笑得很开心呐、啊。
So the grandparents will be full of joy and be smiling.
啊，不要啦，我是要给你吃的，我一点点就好，我吃一个条一个就好。
And he said, "Oh, I just want a little bit. That's all."
哎，其实这个当阿公的是爱这个孙子嘛。
And of course, we know that the grandparents love the grandchildren.
谁不知道那东西是这个长辈买给他的
？And obviously, these things are bought by the elder.
但是当这个长辈在要求的时候。
But when this elderly person makes a request,
哎，这个晚辈愿意啊，而且很乐意的啊，及时的奉上去。
And the younger one is very willing, and automatically they will just offer.
哇，这真是最美的一个画像。
Then this is a very beautiful picture.
大家都很开心。
And everyone will be full of joy.
当长辈的觉得说，哇，我这个孙子很乖巧，很孝顺。
Then the elder will say that, oh, my younger grandson is very filial.
哎，啊，这个当孙他知道。
And as a grandchildren, you will know.
我这样做了之后
，that after they do this,
哇，这阿公很高兴啊。
And this will create a great joy in the grandparents.
那以后他会常常买给我吃啊。
So this grandparent will continue to buy for me.
哎，他很聪明的想法。
So this is very intelligent.
啊，没关系啊，你多吃一点啊。
Doesn't matter, just take more.
啊，以后阿公拿一点点，哎，再一点，再一点。
So even though the grandparent may just take a bit, but the grandchild will say, please take more.
其实阿公不是喜欢吃的东西啦。
It's not that grandparent wants to take.This food.
只是啊，就是说这样子，很好玩。
But just that they find that this is a way to tease the grandchildren.
其实也是一种教育啊。
And it's also a form of teaching.
让他晚辈知道什么叫孝顺。
To let the younger ones know what is meant by filial piety.
啊，这长辈就乐在其中。
And that's where the elderly find joy in.
所以今天最美的奉献是什么
？And what's the most beautiful offering?
就是我们有一个感恩的心。
Is that we have this heart of thanksgiving.
我们明白这是神的祝福。
And we know that this is the Lord's blessing to us.
我们该做的是什么
？And what is the thing that we should do?
怎么能够让我们的天父更高兴
？How do we make our Heavenly Father more glad?
其实我们都知道
，because we all know.
像这个小孙子
，just like these young grandchildren.
嘿，他聪明的话
，if they are smart,
他知道他做得好，他这个长辈非常高兴。
That if they do well, then the elderly ones will be very glad.
那以后他吃什么都有啦。
Then whatever he wants.So you'll get it in the future.
如果就在那一次
in that incident,
哎，他不愿意
he's very unwilling.
啊，他贪吃
because he greets after this food.
哎，我想阿公也会故作很生气的状态
Then I believe that the grandparent will pretend to be very angry.
哎，这个是我买的，那我不给你了
And I'll say that this is what I bought for you. I'll not give
it
to you now.
那以后不买给你吃了
And that I will not give it to you in the future.
哎，虽然假意跟他生气啊
Although it was a deliberate show of anger,
但是也是让知道说，哇，阿公这样，他这样这种表现，阿公不高兴啊。
Is to let the grandchild know that the grandparents are angry.
所以说，在我们的生活里面
，So in our daily living,
我们都懂得奉献。
We all know how to offer.
但是这个奉献有时候，我们要懂得抓住最美的一个时刻。
But when we offer, we must grab hold of the most beautiful time.
哎，能够让我们的天父真神得到最大的满意。
So that we'll give the Lord our God the most satisfaction.
我们来看一段圣经。
Let's turn to the Bible.
马可福音十四章。
Mark chapter 14.
马可福音十四章。
Mark chapter 14.
第三节一直到第九节。
From verses 3 to verse 9. Mark 14 verse 3. And being in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at table, a woman came having an alabaster flask of very costly oil, spikenard,And she broke the flask and poured it on his head. But there were some who were indignant among themselves and said, Why was this fragrant oil wasted? For it might have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor. And they criticized her sharply. Verse 6, But Jesus said, Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? she has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, and whenever you wish, you may do them good. But me you do not have always. She has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body for burial. Assuredly, I say to you, whenever this gospel is preached throughout the whole world, what this woman did will also be spoken of as a memorial to her.
在约翰福音，我们知道这个奉献拿到香膏的就是玛利亚。
And in the Gospel of John, we know that this woman who offers this costly oil of spikenard is Mary.
这个玛利亚能够在主的身上及时做了这件事情。
And we know that Mary did this thing at a very good time upon the Lord's body.
虽然当时很多人不以为意
Although many people thought otherwise.
甚至有人向他生气
and there were some who were angry with her.
但是耶稣说由他吧
but just say let her alone.
为什么要为难他呢
why do you trouble her?
他在我身上做的是一件美事
for she has done a good work on me.
甚至在第九节说
and in fact,
我在告诉你们
actually I say to you,
普天之下无论在什么地方传这个福音
wherever this gospel is preached throughout the whole world,
都要诉说这个女人所做的以为纪念
what this woman did will also be spoken of as a memorial to her.
在历史上有几位能够得到耶稣这么肯定
？In history, how many people are spoken of by the Lord?
特别让主说他所做的是件美事。
And for them to be praised by the Lord to say that they have done a good thing.
不但得到事实肯定
，Not only were they confirmed by the Lord,
甚至吩咐门徒
，but he even commanded the disciples.
在普天之下，无论在什么地方传这个福音
，that wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world,
只要有福音的地方。
So long as the gospel is preached,
只要提起这个福音
and whoever is willing to listen to the gospel,
都有时候要把握机会，把这个女人所做的作为纪念
and must seize all the opportunity to mention the woman,
把她的美事给诉说出来
and to mention of her good work.
在耶稣身边有众多的这些信徒
and by the side of the Lord, there are many believers.
每个人说真的都是非常尽力的爱主。
And we can say that they also truly love the Lord.
个人所表现的当然各不相同。
And of course, their actions are different.
但为何这个女人所做的这件事情
？But why is it that this act of the lady
能够特别得到主的赞美
？Was given special commendation by the Lord.
当然跟她所献这个香膏有关系的。
Of course, it has something to do with the fragrant oil that she has given.
这个香膏。根据这个记录
according to records regarding this fragrant oil,
应该是印度出产的一种珍贵的植物去提炼出来的。
That this fragrant oil is extracted from a plant in India.
这个玉瓶是陶器或者是非常美质的蜡石去雕凿出来的。
And this flask is also a very beautiful ornament.
用来盛这个香膏的
，and is used to store this fragrant oil.
按照这里说，这个香膏可以卖30多两银子。
And it stated here that the fragrant oil can be sold for 300 denarii.
如果以马太福音20:12里面谈到主比喻一天得到1钱的工资的话
，and if we base it on the parables of the Lord that 1 denarii is 1 day's wages,
那几乎等于一年的工资了。
Then this 300 denarii will be about 1 year's wage. Just think about it.
今天我们一年工资有多少
？How much do we earn in 1 year？
或许个人都不同。
Perhaps all of us earn a different amount.
一年的工资算下来数目不小啊。
But when we count 1 year's wage, then this will come out to a big amount.
他愿意把这么值钱的东西
，and she's willing to give up such a costly item，
一次全然奉献在主的身上。
And offer it once and for all on the Lord.
这种价值又是一回事。
And what is the value is another matter.
其实，在犹太人的传统习惯里面
，And according to the Jewish custom,
一个未出嫁的女孩
，A woman who is yet to be married,
她们必须积蓄毕生的这些使用毕生这种积蓄啊。
They have to use their life savings.
每个人都预备这么一瓶香膏。
And all they have to prepare this flask of fragrant oil.
好在结婚的时候。
So that upon their marriage,
能够把这个香膏抹在他心爱的新郎身上
they can pour this fragrant oil upon the man that they love,
表示他的爱意
and to show their love,
表示他的尊重
and to show the respect they have for the man.
所以把他毕生 这个积蓄觉得最宝贵的这个香膏，暂时当这个嫁妆。
So they have used this very costly oil, which is consists of their whole life saving, as their form of dowry.
这个玛利亚却把这一瓶香膏打破了。
And Mary broke this one flask of.
然后整个浇在耶稣的头上。
And she poured the entire contents on the head of Jesus Christ.
我们暂且不说他这件事情的价值如何了。
Let's not talk about the value, of the act of hers.
光从耶稣一直赞美这是一件美事。
But based on the fact that Jesus Christ praised her for doing a good work.
而且吩咐门徒往普天下去传福音的时候。
And also commanded the disciples whenever they preach the gospel.
都要述说这件事情。
They must tell of this deed.
就是我们今天这个新加坡的参联联会。
Just like the spiritual meeting over here in Singapore.
我们聚集这么多人，这么一个非常这个重要的一个时间里头。
In this important time when we gather everyone.
我们也再次提起这件事情。
We again mention about this act.
其实历代不晓多少传道人常常提到这件事。
And I do not know in the past how many preachers have mentioned of her.
以价值来说。
Based of the value.
这种被被赞美、被肯定被效法这种价值，已经胜过世上一切一切的所谓物质的价值了。
The value that's attached to all these praises and commendation.Far exceeds the value of the whole world.
而主要门徒去述说这件事情。
And the Lord wants the disciples to mention of this act.
目的又是什么呢？
And what is his purpose?
当然表示这个女人所做的事的这事情的价值。
Is to show how great a value this woman's act is.
其实更重要的。
But what is most important?
他是要我们学习这件事情。
He wants us to learn of this act.
他这件事情真正的价值又在哪里？
And what's the true value in this act?
我们刚提到
we have mentioned earlier,
最美的事就是做在耶稣的身上。
That the most beautiful act is done on the Lord.
为主而做的事情。
Things that are done for the Lord.
那才是真的最有价值。
These are the things of most value.
因为我们就像大卫所说的。
Because we are like what David said.
我们一切都是从神所得。
For whatever you have comes from the Lord.
我们愿意按着主的需要。
And we give it according to the Lord's will.
能够适时的给一些奉献。
And we have just given out some as an offering.
能够坐在主身上。
To be able to do it unto the Lord.
这当然是主最喜悦的事情。
This is something that pleases the Lord most.
那这件事情值得我们去学习的。
And what should we learn from this matter?
从这身上大概有几点我们可以来思想。
There are some several points that we can think about.
为什么主称它是美事呢？
And why does the Lord say that this is a good work?
第一点。
First point.
这个拿达香膏是至贵而且是最真的。
That this alabaster plus of costly oil is of great value.
第三节说是一瓶至贵的真拿达香膏。
For verse 3 says it's a very costly oil of spikenard.
我们用至贵且真来形容这一瓶香膏。
We say that this is a very costly item.
表明它是最好的。
To say that this is the best.
今天我们要奉献在主的面前。
Today when we want to offer before the Lord.
当然要献上最好的。
We must give the best.
因为主是宇宙的主宰。
Because the Lord is the creator of the whole universe.
有时候我们要把一个礼物送给一个朋友。
We want to give a present to a friend.
有时候我们还要看看他的身份怎么样。
Sometimes we have to look at his status.
身份很尊贵的。
If he's of high status.
我想我们一定会想买什么最你觉得最珍贵的礼物来送给他。
I believe that you think about what is the most precious gift that you can give to
the 你要送这个礼物一定不会随随便便。
And you'll not be very careless in choosing a gift.
因为你觉得你送这个礼物要跟他的身份有一个搭配。
Because you feel that the present that you give must fit the status of the person.
也才能够表达你对他一种尊重。
And it's also show the respect that you have for him.
如果在礼物上你很随便。
But if you are very careless in choosing the
present, 那你会很后悔。
Then you regret.
你要随便那倒不如不送也罢。
If you are careless in your choosing, it's better that you do not give at all.
今天我们在神面前
，today before the Lord，
我们所做的奉献
，the offering that we give，
千万不能随便。
Let's not be very careless about it.
这种教训其实在律法时代早就有这种提醒。
In fact, this is reminded to us ever since the Levitical law is given.
我们来看一下民数记十八章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 8.
民数记十八章。
Numbers chapter 18.
我们从二十五节念到二十九节。
We read from verse 25 to 29. Numbers 18, verse 25. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak thus to the Levites and say to them, When you take from the children of Israel the tithes which I have given you from them as your inheritance, then you shall offer up a heave offering of it to the Lord, a tenth of the tithe. And your heave offering shall be reckoned to you as though it were the grain of the threshing floor and as the fullness of the winepress. Thus you shall also offer a heave offering to the Lord from all your tithes which you receive from the children of Israel, and you shall give the Lord's heave offering from it to Aaron the priest. Of all the gifts you shall offer up every heave offering due to the Lord, from all the best of them, the sanctified part of them.
以色列百姓神命令他们要奉献十分之一。
And the Lord commanded the children of Israel to give a tenth of their possessions.
以色列弟兄们，他们按着神的命令都这么奉献了。
And according to the fourth commandment, the children of Israel gave.
把各支派所奉献的十分之一归给利未人。
And the tithes are given to the Levites.
他们就享受弟兄们所奉献的十分之一。
So the Levites are able to enjoy the tithes given by their brethren.
但是利未人也要献上他们的十分之一啊。
But the Levites themselves also had to give tithes.
他们从弟兄所得的十分之一。
From the tithes given to them by their brethren.
他要从这个十分所得十分之一当中再挑出最好的再献上十分之一。
And they must choose the best part of it and give one tenth unto the Lord.
献给耶和华作为举祭。
To give unto the Lord as a heave offering.
这个举祭就是归给祭司亚伦了。
And this heave offering shall be given to Aaron.
亚伦就享受利未人所奉献的十分之一了。
So Aaron shall enjoy the tithes, the
best tithes. 而且所献上这十分之一。
And of these tithes.
二十九节特别提到。
Verse 29 mentions.
奉给你们的一切礼物。
Of all the gifts you shall offer up,
要从其中将至好的，就是分别为圣的，献给耶和华为许祭。
That they must give the best of them, the sanctified part unto the Lord.
十分之一中的十分之一。
The tithes of the tithes.
是献上最好的当中的最好的。
And that's to take the best from the best.
然后亚伦在神面前分别为圣。
And that Aaron must be sanctified before the Lord.
当作举祭献给神。
To offer this as a heave offering unto the Lord.
所以古代啊，在奉献的这个条例上
，So in the Old Testament, in the aspect of offering,
神就借着这种物质的这种特别的挑选来提醒我们，当用这个心来敬畏神。
God through this physical act of giving of tithes wants to teach us a lesson.
我们再看一下出埃及记十二章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 12.
出埃及记十二章的第五节
Exodus chapter 12 verse 5 Verse 5 Your lamb shall be without blemish A male of the first year You may take it from the sheep or from the goats
一岁无残疾的公羊羔
A lamb of first year without blemish
特别提起是无残疾的
He has mentioned that it's without blemish
一岁的公羊羔
A male of the first year
这个在价值上是上好的
So in terms of value, this is the best.
他们就选择这个，不管从绵羊或山羊的血都可以。
So whether it's from the sheep or the goat, they can take of this lamb.
然后在逾越节那天来献上。
And they offer this up on the day of Pentecost.
大家一起的分享。
And so that the people can.
所以从以色列百姓的奉献这种精神上看起来。
So we can see the spirit of giving in the people.
这个玛利亚献上这个至贵且真的拿达香膏。
And we see Mary giving this, very up this very costly oil and spikenard.
她完全掌握了这个精神。
And she has grabbed the essence of this teaching.
主耶稣也曾经提醒我们。
And Jesus Christ once reminded us.
今日敬畏神的。
Today those who fear the Lord.
就是要用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
They must worship him in spirit and in truth.
用你的心。
We must use our heart.
用你的诚实。
Without sincerity,
来选择那最好的来奉献给神。
And must choose the best portion and give unto the Lord.
这个在奉献的精神上。
And this is the spirit of offering.
就足以充分表现出我们那种对神的敬畏之心呢。
Will show that in our heart we have this heart of reverence to the Lord.
所以这个女人所奉献的拿达香膏。
So this woman who gave this alabaster flask of.
能够被神称为是一件美事。
She has done a good work unto the Lord.
就是在基本精神上。
And she has showed it in the spirit.
神完全啊，这个透看出他这种心意。
And the Lord could see in her heart.
这是我们值得我们去学习的。
And it's something that is worthy for us to learn.
第二点。
Second point.
因为他所奉献的。
Because what she has offered up.
是为主而奉献。
She gave it unto the Lord.
他积财，他累积的啊这么好的一瓶拿达香膏。
And she has actually stored for herself this very costly spikenard.
啊，价值30多两银子。
And the cost of it is 300 denarii.
她愿意奉献在主身上。
And she's willing to offer it unto the Lord.
我想这绝对不是一时之间临时想要做的。
And I believe that this is not just an act that was done.
至少有一段时间她就考虑。
I believe there's a period of time when she pondered about this
matter. 她在寻求怎么样来报答神的恩典。
And she considered how should I repay the Lord's grace.
她愿意用这个方式来表达她对神爱的一种感恩呐。
She's willing to show by this action her gratitude towards the Lord.
非常诚实的，非常乐意的把这个香膏打破了，然后膏在主耶稣身上。
And very maturely, very, seriously, she broke this alabaster and offered it unto the Lord.
当时的这些旁边的人觉得太浪费了。
And the people around her thought that it's a great waste.
而主的看法却不一样。
But the Lord's view is different.
他说他在我身上做的是一件美事。
That the act that she has done on me is a good work.
他是在我的身上做的这件美事。
For this good work is done upon me.
我们今天在世上很认真工作。
Today we are very serious in our work.
神的祝福。
And the Lord's blessing.
那么有非常好的这种成果。
So that we have a great career before us.
神给我们的祝福目的又是为了什么？
And why did the Lord bless us?
我们是否愿意像这个玛利亚
？Are we willing to be like this Mary?
能够为主来积财呢
？To be willing to store treasures for the Lord?
我们看一下提摩太前书第六章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书六章十八节。
1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 18. Verse 18. Let them do good that they may be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share.
这边说要在好事上富足。
She has mentioned that they be rich in good works.
一切的好事我们都该做。
We must be able to participate in all good work.
因为行善这是一件美事。
Because doing charity is a good work.
是为自己积成美好的根基。
And to sow up for ourselves a good foundation.
玛利亚能够坐在主的身上。
For the Mary to do this thing unto the Lord.
这不但是一件美事。
Money is a good work.
不但是一件好事
，It's not just a good deed done by her，
而且是美中之美。
But it's a good deed, is the best of the good deeds。
因为毕竟处在世上日子相当短暂。
Because our life on earth is very short。
像我们今天，我们想直接坐在主身上，没有这个机会了。
Just like us, if we want to do this thing unto the Lord, we do not have the chance。
是那个时候，他能够选择这么做。
By that moment of time, she chose to do this thing。
他真的是做一件好事。
She has indeed done a good thing.
更是一件美事。
And indeed, it's a most beautiful thing.
所以这里保罗提醒我们。
So Paul reminds us.
要在好事上的富足。
They must be rich in good works.
虽然主已经升天了。
Although the Lord has ascended to heaven.
但是我们仍然有很多机会可以表达像以利亚这种方式来爱主了。
We still have many opportunities to show our love just like Elijah.
问题是我们愿意这么做吗？
But the question is, are we willing to do so?
Hey, 昨天晚上，跟侯长老聊到什么一点钟啊
？Last night I chat with Elder Ho until about
谈了很多事情。
We have talked about many things.
他也谈到这个奉献十分之一跟守安息的问题。
And we also mentioned we also talk about giving our tithe as well as observing the Sabbath day.
他提起我父亲，自从信主开始就是奉献十分之一跟守安息。
And he mentioned that my father has been giving tithes as well as observing the Sabbath.
他说，我家乡的教会本来奉献都很少。
He mentioned that in the past, the village that my church is in, they used to offer very little.
因为这件事情激励了很多信徒，大家也一起来实行奉献十分之一。
And because the members are motivated, so they resolve also to give tithes.
所以在侯长老的印象之中，短短那几年，整个教的奉献就突然增加了好几倍。
So in the view of Elder Ho is that within a short period of time, the offerings seem to have shot up.
因为家父啊，在这个供，在这个奉献上得到神啊、非常好的一种见证。
And because my father has received a very good testimony in terms of offering.
所以大家都看到了。
And so people have seen it.
哎，他就知道了。
And the people know.
哎，他经过大家鼓励之后。
And after much encouragement.
真的很多人很乐意去执行十分之一的奉献。
And if you see many people very willing to offer up tithes.
他在跟我谈起说，我们新加坡教会如果大家真的也能够这样子，奉献十分之一的话。
And he has mentioned to me last night that if the Singapore church is also doing likewise.
啊，我们要支援什么国家开拓有什么困难呢
？Then we'll be able to finance any work, pioneering work in any country.
他说他。
He said that whenever he goes to a new place to pioneer the work,
他最重要的提到是这两点。
The two most important points that you mentioned is these two points. 奉献十分之一, giving of tithes,
守安息,
and to observe the Sabbath day.
他说这是一个信仰的最根本。
He said that this is the basic foundation of your faith.
是雅各的精神。
It's the spirit of Jacob.
他一直坚持一定这么做。
And he insists that you must do so.
神要祝福他。
And that for God to bless you.
就是凭着他愿意奉献十分之一。
Is to...it depends on whether he's willing to offer.
所以神就祝福他了。
And so God bless him.
他提到说，刚开始啊、尤其越贫穷的国家，越应该啊、鼓励他们实行十分之一奉献。
And also, the poorer the country, the more they should actually offer tithes to the Lord.
赚十块钱，奉献一块钱，很容易啊。
It's very easy for us to give tithes when we are poor.、Like for example, in $10, you give $1.
他不感觉什么。
Because you not feel anything.
你赚一万块钱，奉献一千块。
But when you earn $10,000 and you offer up $1,000,
就有点不舍了。
Then there will be this reluctance.
你一年能够神的祝福赚上十万块的话
，and if in 1 year you earn $100,000,
你奉献一万块
，and you offer up $10,000,
你想想一万块
，just think $10,000.
哇，我可以买多少东西啦
？Oh, how many things can I buy with this $10,000?
其实大家没看到后面的部分。
But in fact, you did not see the latter portion.
我们之所以没办法做得到
，for us to be able to do so，
就是我们看到我们所付出的那一部分
，is to see that the contribution part of ours.
其实你愿意奉献一块钱，还是愿意奉献十万块钱
？But whether you are willing to give $1 or whether you are willing to give $1,000，
当你奉献一块钱的时候
，when you offer $1,000，
表明你后面才有九块钱。
Is you know that behind you you still have this $9 left.
你奉献出十万块钱，一万块钱。
But when you offer up $10,000,
表明你后面有九万块钱。
That's to say that you still have this $90,000 left.
奉献的越多
，the more you offer,
表明神给的祝福是越大。
Shows that the more the Lord has blessed you.
所以像这种信心的培养
，So in this cultivation of our faith,
一定要从初信主的开始。
You must start with a young believer.
那时候你就开始可以执行
，because at that time you find it easier to carry out.
神的祝福源源不断
，but the Lord's grace will never end.
我说感谢神
，and I thank the Lord.
我们家在家父的这种传统之下，我们大大小小每个人都实行十分之一的奉献。
That in my church under this tradition, from young to old, all of us are offering tithes.
我的女儿有的在上班了。
And my daughter is actually working now.
有的利用这个假期长假，有时候去打工。
And sometimes even in the holidays, she will still look for work.
他们一定不敢忘掉十分之一。
And they will not forget to offer tithes.
我的女儿有时候她没有每个月奉献。
Perhaps my daughter may not offer every month.
但是她自己会计算。
But she will make a calculation herself.
虽然她每个月领的数目不一样。
Although the amount that she receives every month is different.
但她本身算得很清楚。
But she knows very clearly in her heart.
三个月一次就交给我太太。
Every 3 months, she'll give the money to my wife.
妈妈，拜托帮我去奉献。
Oh, mother, please help me to contribute this to church.
这个变成我们家一个传统。
So this becomes a tradition in my house.
其实这是我们作为神儿女应该有这种本分的。
And in fact, this is a duty that all of us as children of God need to have.
我们要知道，我们所得的乃是神所赐的。
You must know that whatever you have comes from the Lord.
如果没有神的祝福
，if not for the Lord's blessing，
我们哪有这个钱可以奉献
？How do we get the money to offer？
就像跟我开头讲的那个阿公跟孙子这个关系一样。
Just like the relationship between the grandparent and grandchild，
他乐意给你。
The grandparent is willing to give。
他也希望能够取悦于他。
And he's also very willing that you give back to him.
他的一点点要求,
he has just this small request.
你能够做得到,
and if you're able to do
so. 这是非常乐意,
even if you are very willing
非常大方的,
to do so, and very graciously you do
阿公,
so.
太少了, 这是一点吧。
Oh, grandfather, this is too little. Please take more.
其实他不在乎你, 不是正在意要吃你这个东西。
Because the grandparent does not treasure after what you have.
只是要我们去学习。
But it's for us to learn.
哎, 怎么样适时的一个报答。
To know how to show our gratitude.
我们看一下《申命记》第八章。
Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 18.
申命记第八章十一节。
Sorry, Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 11.
十一节到十八节。
From verse 11 to verse 18. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 11. Beware that you do not forget the Lord.
当我们所有的都增加的时候。
When what we have multiplies.
那时候你的心是怎么想的呢？
Then why is it in your heart?
你是否认为这的获财力量是我自己得来的
？Do you think that you have obtained all this by your own power？
是靠我的劳力赚取的
？That by your labor and by your effort？
是靠我的智慧得来的
？That is obtained by your wisdom。
哎，是我这个设想的周到。
And it's because of my careful planning。
是我刚好抓到了好机会了。
And for me to seize this good opportunity。
还是想到
？Or do you think
这获财的力量是神给我的
？That the power of To get wealth is from the Lord.
乃是要啊、祝福我这种虔诚的敬畏的心。
They want to bless me for having this heart of reverence.
摩西非常担心百姓进入迦南地之后。
Moses was very worried that when the people of God entered the land of Canaan,
会忽略了神的作为。
That they will neglect the works, the things that God has done for them.
会忘记了神的祝福。
That they forget the Lord's blessing upon them.
进入迦南美地。
That when they land, enter the beautiful land of Canaan,
当然希望他们能够真的尝受到牛奶与蜜的这个福分。
It's of course hope that they will receive the blessing of milk and honey.
但人常常容易在福中不知福。
But many of, very often men in their wealth and possession, they tend to forget.
从实际的以色列历史当中
，in the history of the Israelites,
我们也深深看出来
，we can see
百姓常常忘掉了神的恩典。
That many times the people of God forgot about God.
所以当他们软弱的时候
，So in times when they are weak，
十分之一都不见了，十分之一都不见了。
They forget to offer even the tithe。
以色列百姓的信仰状况
，And based on the spiritual state of the Israelites，
表现在哪里呢
？Where is the show of their faith？
啊，就是十分之一的奉献上。
Is in the offering of tithes。
当他们十分之一奉献停止之后
，When they stop offering tithes，
利未人就要解散了。
Then the Levites will scatter。
因为利未人就是靠他兄弟奉献十分之一。
Because the Levites rely on the tithes given by their brethren.
他们才有足够的时间来做服侍神的工作。
Then will they have the time, to do the work of God?
啊，让百姓能够来敬拜神，得到神的眷顾啊。
So the people of God can actually come and worship.
当百姓忽略了十分之一的时候
，When the people forgot to give tithes,
这些利未人不得不放弃了他们这种分别为圣的工作。
Then the Levites have no choice but to give up their honorable duties.
他们只得自力更生。
And they had to look for their own livelihood.
会幕的工作没有人去工作了，没有人去服侍了。
And there's no one who does the work of service and in the temple.
百姓哪有在啊、哪有这种奉这个献祭的事情呢
？Then how can the people actually give offerings?
奉献的事断掉了。
So we see a stoppage in this work of offering.
表明敬拜神的。是已经结束了。
Is to say that the worship of God has also stopped.
当人们忘记神的时候
，and when people forget God,
神也就把百姓暂时放一边去了。
God will also cast aside His servants for a while.
所以神自己的奉献
，so in this offering of tithes,
攸关着以色列百姓的信仰跟国家的兴衰了。
You can see the rise and fall of the Israelites as well as in their faith.
今天在我们的教会里面
，today in our church,
教会圣工的兴衰。
The progress or the fall of divine work.
或许我们都忽略了这个十分之一奉献这个重要性。
Perhaps we may forget this important determinant, and that's the offering of tithes.
我们或许感觉没有很直接的关系。
Perhaps we may feel that there's no direct link between these two.
其实每个家庭每一个人。
In fact, in every house, to everyone.
就像主耶稣所说的。
Just as the Lord said.
你的钱在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
And where your wealth is, there your heart will be.
你会很重视十分之一的奉献。
And if you esteem highly this work of offering tithes,
表明你永远记得神的恩典。
It's to say that you actually remember always the grace of God.
表明你的内心非常敬畏神。
It shows that in your heart you fear the Lord.
你一次都不敢啊、忘掉神的命令。
And that you dare not forget the Lord's commandments.
虽然奉献时你并没有人在后面逼着你。
So although people may not scrutinize you behind your back when you're giving tithes.
我看我们有教会到今天。
I
有教会历史到今天。
From church history until now.
我们登教没有说规定你一个人要奉献生计或登记，没有不行。
And we did not.Insist that when you offer tithes, there'll be someone who records down the amount that you give.
都是随个人的心意去做。
It's all based on your free will offering.
但是我们很清楚看出来。
But we can clearly see.
在我们真耶稣教有历史以来。
That in the church history.
我所听到，我所知道的。
What I have seen and what I have heard.
那些真的很诚实，是正在执行十一奉献者。
That those who sincerely give tithes.
没有一个不蒙神大大祝福的。
There's not one who is greatly blessed by the Lord.
甚至有的人超过十分之一。
There are some who even give more than one tenth.
他就是说神给他恩典太大了。
And they say that the grace of the Lord is indeed very great on them.
十分之一只不过是本分而已。
And one tenth is only the basic duty.
他有感恩心，他愿意再奉献。
And because he has this free heart to give freely, so he offers even more.
所以超过十分之一奉献的大有人在。
So there are also people who actually give more than one tenth.
这是我知道的。
And this is what I do know.
这些人真的神没忘掉他。
And indeed God did not forget them.
从他的子孙。
From their grandchildren.
从他整个大家庭里面。
From their entire household.
真的就像马拉基书三章所说的。
Indeed as what Malachi chapter 3 said.
神从打开天上窗户倾福去给他。
That indeed God opened the doors of heaven and poured down abundantly upon them.
就是神照顾他们的产业。
And that is God to look after their possessions.
让他们的果子从来没有一颗是不还没有成熟的落下来的。
So there's not even a single fruit that drops down that's unripe.
所以我们今天应该要思想。
So today we must ponder.
常常纪念神的恩典。
And must always remember the grace of God upon us.
我们看一下诗篇八十四篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 84.
我们先看一百一十五篇。
Let's first turn to Psalm 115。
诗篇一百一十五篇。
Psalm 115。
十三节。
Verse 13。Psalm 115 verse 13. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both great and small.
这边说，凡敬畏耶和华的，无论大小，主都必赐福给他。
He has mentioned that he will bless those who fear the Lord, both small and great.
神。看人啊，不会说啊，你是大人是小孩啊，小孩啊，这个骗一骗就好。
God will not just see whether you are adult or child, and if you are a child, he will just
或许人啊会把人分大小。
Perhaps we men will differentiate between adults and child.
神看人都是一样的。
But in the eyes of God, every man is the same.
都是一条生命。
We are all one life.
都是神的儿女。
We are all children of God.
所以我们今天不论我们身份。
So no matter what status we are.
也不管我们的地位。
No matter what position we have,
我们只要明白道理。
So long as we understand the teaching,
我们愿意从心里头来顺服神。
And that from the heart we are willing to submit to the Lord.
来敬畏耶和华。
To fear the Lord.
神必定会祝福。
The Lord will surely bless.
所以我们在在这个奉献神这个同时。
So in this act of giving of tithes,
千万不要忽略你的下一代。
Let's not forget our next generation.
感谢神，在我们的家，我们很留意下一代的这个信仰栽培。
Thank the Lord that in my house we actually esteem highly this giving of tithes in the generation.
所以我们到现在还是强调守安息日。
And we insist upon this observing of Sabbath.
上班当然没话说了，上班没办法。
Of course, if you have to work, then that's something that you cannot do.
如果自己工作
，if you have your own work,
一定要礼拜六、星期六要守安息。
Then on the Sabbath day, you must observe the Sabbath.
奉献十分之一。
And give tithes.
这变成我们家的一个传统。
And this becomes a tradition in my house.
主都保守了。
And by the blessing of the Lord.
让我们能够这样大家都一代接过一代。
So that one generation is passed down to the next.
这个是我们的本分啊。
And this is our duty.
昨天活动提这个事情的时候。
Yesterday when Elder Ho mentioned about this.
我说感谢神，这是本分啊。
I said thank the Lord that this is by our duty.
我们还在学习啊。
And we are still learning.
只有求神的保守了。
And we also ask the Lord for his
preservation. 希望能够让我们继续的传下去。
So that we can continue to pass on this teaching.
我们再看诗篇八十四篇。
Let's now turn to Psalm 84.
十一节。
Verse 11.
八十四篇十一节。
Psalm 84 verse 11.
这边说，因为耶和华神是日头，是盾牌，要赐下恩惠和荣耀， 他未尝留下一样好处，不给那些行动正直的人。下面这句话，后面这句话哈，他未尝留下一样好处啊。
So that the portion no good thing will he withhold.
不给那些行动正直的人。
From those who walk uprightly.
未曾留下一样的好处。
No good thing will he withhold.
反过来说。
In other words.
凡是你所需要的。
Whatever you need.
神都毫不吝啬的都会赐给你。
God will give it to you without sparing a thought.
不但要赐给你。
Not only give it to you.
而且要让你丰盛有余啊。
But also to give you in abundance.
这是我们从这个玛利亚奉献香膏事上可以得到的第二个印象。
And this is the second impression that we can get from Mary's offering.
也让我们一种思想。
It's also something for us to think
第三个。
The third point.
主耶稣会称为他是一件美事。
The Lord said that this is a good work.
因为他懂得及时献上。
Because he knows how to offer up in time.
这个及时很重要。
And to offer up in time is important.
其实机会都是一瞬间来到。
Because chance and opportunity comes at the moment.
过了之后，我们才发觉。如果不留意，过了之后才发觉，哎呀，这个失去一个机会了。
And if we do not see the chance and the time is passed, then we will regret.
能够把握机会，才不至于有遗憾呢。
It's only when you know the seize hold opportunity will you not regret.
我们看路加福音二十四章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 24.
路加福音二十四章。
Luke chapter 24.
一到六节。
From verses 1 to 6. Chapter 24, verse 1. Now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, They and certain other women with them came to the tomb bringing the spices which they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the ground, they said to them, Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee.
同样带着香料。
So similarly, this woman also came with spices.
只是没有机会了。
But they don't have the chance.
天使告诉他。
The angels told them.
为什么在死人中找活人呢？
Why are you looking for the living among the dead?
他已经不在这里。
He's no longer here.
已经复活了。
He has risen.
一样的做法。
The same action.
他也拿着香料要到主耶稣的坟前。
They are also bringing the spices to the tomb of the Lord.
但是晚了一步了。
But they were late.
因为主耶稣已经复活了。
But the Lord has already risen.
所以这个玛利亚能够及时的把握住这个机会。
So for Mary to seize hold of the opportunity.
虽然旁边的人很不高兴。
Although the people around her were unhappy.
主却赞美她。
But yet the Lord praised her.
她是为我的埋葬所预备的。
For he has done this in preparation of my burial.
她是在我的身上做了一件美事。
And has done this good deed on my body.
所以他懂得趁主还在的时候马上献上。
So she knows that when he's still around, she has done this good deed.
我们今天趁着我们还有机会的时候。
Today when we still have the chance.
我们还有能力的时候。
When we still have this energy.
我们能够自己做主的时候。
When we still can make this choice.
我们能够好好善用神给我们的祝福。
Let us make full use of this time to offer to the Lord.
第四点。
Fourth point.
主之所以说他做的是件美事。
Why did the Lord say that this is a good work?
只有是讲一句话。
Just Christ mentioned.
他是尽他所能的。
She has done all she can.
每个人的环境不同。
All of us are in a different situation.
主对每个人的要求也不都一样。
And so the Lord's requirement of each of us is different.
其实有时候我们不晓得我们能够做什么。
Sometimes we may not know what we can do.
只有是讲一句话非常有意义。
But one word of Jesus Christ is very meaningful.
他说我们应当尽心尽意尽力尽性爱主你的神。
They must love the Lord with all heart, all soul, and all mind.
只要我们做到尽了的这个地步。
So long as we have done our best.
这个尽，个人程度不同。
Of course, individually speaking, doing our best is different.
在你个人认为。
To you as an individual.
我是尽了力了。
I've done my best.
你认为你已经尽了力了。
So long as you think that you've done your best.
那就是最美的了。
Then it's the most beautiful.
主是看我们的心。
For the Lord sees our heart.
所以我们真的愿意做到尽心尽意尽性尽力爱主我们的神。
And if we are able to do it, so that with all our heart, soul, and might, we love the Lord.
我们所付出的就是这美事了。
Then what we have given up is a good thing.
我们看更多后书第八章。
Let's turn to Second Corinthians chapter 8,
12.
Verse 12.
哥林多后书八章十二节。
Second Corinthians chapter 8, verse 12. It has a willing mind.
寡妇的两个小钱。
the widow's two copper coins.
其实不算什么。
It amounts to nothing.
但是主耶稣赞赏有加。
But Jesus Christ is appreciative of what she has done.
因为主说那是他养生的钱。
Because Jesus Christ said this is her livelihood.
他当天要吃饭的钱。
The food, the money that is to buy her food for the day.
虽然区区两个小钱。
Although it's just two copper coins.
但是他一天的吃饭钱。
But it's the money to buy her daily food.
他全然的献上。
And she has offered it all to the Lord.
当时很多财主在奉献。
Although there are many rich people offering at that time.
他们奉献的数目相当大。
And the amount they offer is great.
但唯独主特别提起这个寡妇两个小钱。
But the Lord mentions only about this widow who gives the two copper
coins. 人有愿做的心。
He has this willing mind.
必蒙悦纳。
You'll be accepted.
是照你所有的。
According to what one has.
不是照你所无的。
And not according to what he doesn't
have. 在我们的能力范围之内。
Within the boundary of our ability.
我们能够把握的。
So long as what we are able to do.
我们自己能够做主的。
Things are the choices that we can make.
你愿意做。
And you're willing to do so.
而且尽力的去做了。
And you've done your best.
在神看起来。
In the eyes of God.
这都是难得的美事。
This is a good deed.
都是值得大家来效法学习的。
And it's something that all of us need to learn from.
所以在这个奉献相告的事上。
So in this offering of this alabaster of pure night.
在圣经虽然它的描写也很简单。
Although the Bible record is very simple.
其实这个奉献。
But in this offering.
在主耶稣看到这个动作。
When Jesus Christ see this action.
在他的心中感到非常温暖。
And in his heart he felt this warmth.
他把这件事情告诉门徒。
And he tell the disciples.
也是要我们去思想。
And it's also for us to think about.
我们该做什么事才能够像这个玛利亚得到主的这种肯定跟赞赏。
What must we do in order to receive the confirmation and praises as Mary had received?
我们今天不见得赶快去买瓶香膏。
Today, do you want to go and buy this alabaster ourselves?
就是你有能力买了一瓶香膏回来。
Even though you have this capability to buy this alabaster.
已经没有人子耶稣在那边让你去打破它，把它浇在头上了。
But the Son of Man is not present for us to pour the oil on his head.
但这只是提醒我们。
But this is a reminder to us.
效法这种打破香膏浇在耶稣身上这种精神跟做法。
To remember this act and this.The spirit of pouring the oil on his head.
这种奉献就是最美的奉献。
And this kind of offering is the best offering.
我们最后来看一段圣经。
Finally, let's turn to the Bible.
罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1.
罗马书十二章第一节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
我们今天把打破香膏的这件事情。
Today, this act of breaking the alabaster of
spine, 也可以把它应用在保罗这句话上。
We can apply it into the words of Paul.
将我们身体献上。
That we offer up our bodies.
当作活祭。
As a living sacrifice.
全然献上。
And holy.
古代的献祭。
The olden day sacrifice.
就是这些牛或羊要先宰杀。
That the cows or the sheep must first be slaughtered.
剥了皮。
And the skins.
然后切成筷子。
They must be shed off the skin and it must be chopped into pieces.
把内脏拿掉。
And remove the internal organs.
把整个要奉献的东西洗得非常干净。
And they must wash the entire sacrifice.
然后摆在这个台上。
And they place upon the wood.
然后祈求神从天上降下圣火取走了。
And they plead unto the Lord to send out holy fire from heaven to burn this off.
这就是献祭的过程。
And this is the entire process of offering.
玛利亚把利米香膏打破了。
Mary has broken the alabaster of spikenard.
她没有为自己存留一点点。
She did not save any portion for herself.
她全部献上。
She has given her all.
我们今天
，Today we，
我们仍然可以有这种心智啊。
We can also make this same resolution.
就像我们侯长老讲的
，Just as what Elder Ho said.
我们新加坡也负有一个相当大一个任务。
And because Singapore is rich and we have this heavy responsibility.
今后不但要兴我们自己本身的教会。
Not only must we finance our own church.
在新加坡地区来继续传福音。
And that we must preach the gospel in this Singapore region.
我们更需要援助其他未开拓之地。
But we also must support the work in the other areas.
所以在这个神圣的工作上。
So in this divine work.
我们不只要金钱。
Not only do we need money as finance.
我们需要更多的人力。
We also need a lot of manpower.
假如我们愿意把自己也当作如同一瓶香膏，
So we treat ourselves as this alabaster of spikenard.
啊，那种非常虔诚、非常感恩的啊，如同这香膏发出香气来。
So that we are like this bottle that gives out this fragrance.
哎，把自己打破。
And we break ourselves.
然后啊，奉献到主的身上来。
And we offer ourselves before the Lord.
保罗说。
And Paul.
这个是圣洁的。
This is holy.
分别为圣的意思。
And that's a sacrifice.
是神所喜悦的。
And something that the Lord delights.
他说我们这么做乃是理所当然了。
And if we do so, this is our reasonable service.
我们原本是一个这个神恩典租约上的局外人了。
Initially, we are actually outsiders from the grace of God.
蒙主的祝福。
By the grace of God.
能够成为他的选民。
We have become His people.
主愿意使用我们的话。
If the Lord is willing to use us.
那这更是这个非常美的一件事了。
Then this is indeed a beautiful thing.
所以当主需要你的时候
so when the Lord has need of you,
你是否也有玛利亚这种精神呢
Do you have the spirit of Mary?
愿意把自己打破
And you're willing to sacrifice yourself
当作活祭献给神
As a living sacrifice
这样子来服侍他呢
In order to serve him
最美的奉献
And this is the most beautiful offering
只能做到尽心尽意尽心尽力
So long as we serve the Lord with all heart, mind and soul
我们思想何谓尽的意义
And last thing what isGiving our all to God.
只要我们真的已经尽了
，So long as we have given our all to God.
那就是最美的一个奉献了。
That is the most beautiful offering.
愿意这些道理做彼此的学习。
May this teaching be a mutual encouragement to all of us.
也求主祝福大家。
And may the Lord bless us.